He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to the Shepard Ambellus Show.
Well, in just 4 to 7 short weeks, Americans will be starving. There will be no reinforcements coming. From what I can see, it's going to basically be the end of America. Anyone that's not fully ready for full-on anarchy, Mad Max, people roving your neighborhood, breaking into your house, robbing, stealing, killing, raping, all for food, should get ready, because that is exactly what's coming. I'm going to do a real quick radio skit on what we all might be facing in America in the coming weeks. I'll just do some fake voice like, okay, I got it. All right, here we go. All right, folks, buckle up. It's your boy DJ Easy Dick right here on 187.4 FM, the voice of the heartland. It's hour number 3 and I'm sitting here in the booth. My coffee's gone cold. I'm looking at the phone, blowing up with all the texts from you listeners. Y'all fired up? I don't blame you. The world's gone sideways and I'm here to talk it out with you. Picture this. I swung by the shop right on my way to the studio this morning and, you know, I just had to grab some soda and some milk and maybe a loaf of bread for my wife. Folks, I've been telling y'all, I was stepping into like a zombie flick or something. Shelves? Empty. I mean empty. Not a can of bean, no box of cereal. Even those weird off-brand crackers that nobody buys. Nothing. Gone. All of it. And the people, oh man, it was like Black Friday on steroids. I saw my grandma, sweet little lady, probably bakes cookies for her grandkids. She shoved a guy twice her size for the last bag. She wanted them frozen peas. She wasn't messing around. Those tariffs in China, they've got everything all messed up. Folks, you heard me talk about it last week, those 60% duties slapped on everything from soy sauce to circuit boards. I said it was going to hit hard, and now here it is. The supply chain is choked out. The trucks ain't moving. Everything's backed up on I-95 and rush hour, and the grocery stores, they're looking like a set of post-apocalyptic movie. I'm waiting for Mad Max to walk through aisle 7 at any minute. I got a call from Jerry in Springland. Shout out to Jerry. He's a long time listener. Jerry says he went to the store yesterday and the only thing he could find was a deserted can of tuna. It was in some expired yogurt. Jerry said he's got 2 kids, a wife. He's losing it. He ain't alone. His inbox is full. My inbox is full of stories like this. People packing up. They can't feed their family. Washington promised them all this stuff and they're not delivering. You need food on the table. We all need food on the table. And let's talk about the craziness. I've been hearing reports from some of you listeners, my good buddy at the sheriff's office, that fights be breaking out. People just not only pushing and shoving, but full-on brawls. Parking lots turning into cage matches over a bag of ice. Cops stretched thin. They're trying to keep the peace, but they're out here dodging, flying cars of spam, flying cans of spam. I saw a video on X this morning. The guy in Ohio climbed a shelf to grab the last box of pasta, and the whole thing came crashing down, killed him. Now, I ain't here to scare you, but man, those tariffs, they're not going to bring back jobs now. Those globalists did it. By now, all I see is my neighbors going hungry, my town turning into a madhouse. We're only a few days into it. All right, lines are open. I want to hear from you. Let's take callers. Call 1-800-W-BALLS-NOW. That's 1-800-W-BALLS-NOW. Let's get real. We got Tammy from Dayton. She says her Costco looks like a ghost town. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that could be the next broadcast you hear on W-BALLS 187.4 FM. And if you're licking, that's W-BALLS. So that might be like the broadcast you hear on your local radio station in just weeks. And then from there on, there's no reinforcements coming, which means zero. Nothing. Nothing's going to come. All countries are going to stop trade with the U.S. It's part of the plan for Planet X and what is coming. They are scripting all of this. There will be countries saying they will not do trade with the U.S. China, the trade deal with China is a cover for China's only has 350 million people left in it. They're all dead. They've been death killed. Every single cargo ship is floating out at sea right now away from ports in an asteroid protocol position where they go out to sea and they do not stay near ports. They do not stay in port where they will be ripped apart. There's no ships in ports, none in Seattle, none in Miami, none in Los Angeles. Everything is totally bare. The California caldera is getting ready to do something. They found all sorts of uplift in the ground in the mountains in California recently and all sorts of shit going on. Trump just through a presidential directive, PDD something, turned the whole southern border into a military base to wall in Americans because they know what's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, if, you know, picture Mad Max, picture Red Dawn, picture, I mean, all of these things that you've seen, it's going to get bad so quick that you're not even going to know what hit you. One day you'll just be going to work. The next day you're going to be in a complete nightmare and you're not even going to realize it hit you. It's going to get bad. So tariffs are a cover for the fact that Planet X is moving in. We also have the asteroid Apophis in 2029 that's either going to hit or it's going to rip the atmosphere apart, according to what they say. Now, we have banks preparing for imminent collapse. There's all sorts of turmoil in the financial markets, blackouts in foreign countries. Get ready for complete blackout in the U.S. And once that happens, store shelves will clear out in a day. People will, 90% of the population will be dead in 30 days. You guys laughing? You think it's a joke? It's going to get bad. It's going to get bad. So, It's all coming in. You know, we're going to see weather ramp up. We're going to see, lots of shit going on. And we must be in some sort of worldwide alert right now because they have all ships out at sea. That's all I know. The tariffs is a cover for what's going on. Things are going to ramp up now between now and 2029, 2032. And the economy is only going to ramp down. Maybe the brunt of the economic crash will happen in 2025 or even in the next 3 months or maybe even less. I don't know. I mean, there's no real gauge on this. I have a gut instinct to a lot of this. Now, CNBC reporting the U.S. economy shrank in the first quarter under Donald Trump's uncertainty. You know, all this tariff talk and all this stuff has caused, you know, quite the problem. Markets are tumbling today. And the tariffs have sparked recession fears. And this is about Donald Trump's 100th something day in office. And all the economic output is shrinking. There's ghost cities all across America with virtually no one in them. If you go and look online, you can see this for yourself. All fast food places are closing. All restaurants. We're getting into the final phase. Something is going to happen on a grand scale. Whether it be the economic stuff first and all that, or ultimately earth changes. So something's going to come on, you know, happen here pretty soon. Farmers are not able to plant this year. They're being even paid not to plant in a lot of cases. And most of our food comes from China, really, theoretically. In 60 days, the U.S. will have no more beef in it whatsoever, period. China exports to the U.S. have plunged due to these tariffs, and now everyone's warning of product shortages, but Americans just think it's going to keep coming like it did in the pandemic, right? But it's not. It's not going to keep coming. Things are going to get bad. We're going to see it ramp up between now and the next 7 or 8 weeks until where we're really in it. So in about, I guess, 8 to 10 weeks, we will be in the shit. Okay. And Los Angeles County workers marched downtown LA as part of a 2-day strike. That's 50,000 Los Angeles County workers are not going to be going to work, basically. And they're probably ultimately going to lose their jobs. And, you know, everything's going to be a ghost town. Everything's going to be shut down. There won't even be employees to do anything. Gas will not flow at the pumps. None of this stuff is going to be a reality. Everything you're doing now, you will not be doing in 60 days. Your normal routine right now that you do will not be how it is in 60 days. Now, forecasters also fear job cuts in the severe weather season that they're predicting, is what I'm saying too, is things are going to ramp up. Things are going to be devastating, and they're not going to have any weather forecasters. They cannot afford them, they said. There will be no weather forecasters. This is what they're saying. Why? Because the planet's coming. They don't want weather forecasters. They can't have people telling you the truth, but they just want you to be patient. They want you to hold on for the next 2 years for Trump's tariffs while you lose your houses and bank accounts and everything, but it's only going to take months. Here we go.
Economic alarm bells are going off this morning. The latest GDP report shows the U.S. economy shrank in the first 3 months of the year, contracting by...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
0.3%.
Lies.
We haven't
all
seen
lies.
A contraction.
It's contracting so much, it's like ridiculous.
And since the pandemic. Now, keep in mind, this is a snapshot of the economy before Trump's tariff rollout this month. And those tariffs were already causing major industries to sound the alarm about a potential downturn, driving a dip in public support for the president's economic agenda. And as you can see, the stock market reacting this morning already in negative territory. With all this pressure mounting, next hour, Trump hosts another cabinet meeting following last night's campaign-style rally in Michigan to mark his 100th day in office, full of his usual barrage of grand claims and grievances.
I hope for the sake of our country that the Supreme Court is going to save this, because we have to do something. These people are just looking to destroy our country. Nothing will stop me in the mission to keep America safe again. It's very simple.
Ha. He's going to put military on the streets, ladies and gentlemen. You know, they're getting ready to wall all Americans in and actually block you from state
lifetime
to state.
Of unelected bureaucrats stealing your paychecks, attacking your values, and trampling your freedoms. We are stopping their gravy train. We cannot allow a handful of communist, radical left judges to obstruct the enforcement of our laws. You're not supposed to criticize the Fed. You're supposed to let him do his own thing. But I know much more than he does about interest rates. They're signing left and right because of my taxation and tariff policies, which are policies of common sense and genius.
We are covering every angle this morning with NBC News senior White House correspondent Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News senior business correspondent Christine Romans,
let's listen
Republican
to this.
Strategist and MSNBC political analyst Susan Del Percio.
Let's listen to this because they'll walk you right into this. They'll say, just be patient until you lose everything. Let's see what they say.
And New York Times chief White House correspondent and MSNBC political analyst Peter Baker. Okay, Christine, GDP shrank in the first quarter of this year. What is the significance of that, and how does that impact everyday Americans?
So it's the first time the economy didn't grow since the pandemic, and so that is remarkable for its timing. And it was growing strongly at the end of last year, so this is the brakes, hitting the brakes on the American economy. And when you look in the formula that you use to figure out gross domestic product, all of these imports ahead of his tariffs, record amounts of imports in some categories coming in here as people were stockpiling ahead of tariffs, that distorted this number. And so that's why it's so negative. You also had government spending fall because of DOGE, and they're cutting government spending. And remember, this is a rearview mirror picture. This is the first 3 months of the year. So this is before the biggest of the Trump tariffs started to bite.
So does that mean it could get even worse?
It could, or it could bounce back. We really don't know what's going to happen. I mean, this trade policy is so...
Okay. Let's analyze this. First of all, we can play this back in a month from now, and we can play it back in 2 months and 3 months. This lady's telling you we don't know what's going to happen. Yet, I'm telling you, as one of the top trends analysts in the world and investigative journalists, I'm telling you exactly what's going to happen. I'm telling you, there's going to be empty shelves and there's no reinforcements coming. It's ultimately going to turn into Mad Max and total collapse. Now, let's see if anything these people are saying comes true in 30, 60, or 90 days.
Upsetting of the apple cart. You know, it's unclear what's going to happen next. We did see a private sector payroll number today that was very, very weak. There's a government jobs number on Friday. Every one of these numbers we're going to be parsing to see just what are the effects on the economy of this very...
Oh, and they believe government reports and numbers, and they want everyone to just, we're going to check these government numbers. And oh, yes, it declined 0.03%. Meanwhile, there's no food on any shelf and not one American has a job and they're all dying. But it's just a 0.03%. This is fucking bullshit.
Very big different trade change from the president.
Gabe, how is the White House framing this economic news?
Well, hi there, Anna. Well, the Trump administration has repeatedly tried to look backwards in many ways when the stock market is not as high as they would like it to be. They've been blaming the Biden administration for leaving them with poor economic conditions, even though inflation had already started to cool. Now, just a few moments ago, President Trump posting on social media that, quote, this is Biden's stock market, not Trump's. I didn't take over until January 20th. Tariffs will soon start kicking in and companies are starting to move into the U.S. And then further down, this will take a while. This has nothing to do with tariffs, only that he left us with bad numbers. Be patient, he tells his supporters. However, if you look to January of 2024, the president posted on social media that this is the Trump stock market because my polls against Biden are so good. So again, that makes the point that the president has a long history of taking credit for the stock market when it is up and trying to deflect blame for it when it's lower than he'd like.
Anyway. Okay, so Gabe just did the fact check there for us. Susan, can Trump really get away with saying this isn't my economy, this has nothing to do with my tariffs?
Well, Trump's been very good at getting away with those kind of statements for 8 years now, but the difference...
All right, so they're walking us into this stuff. Now, I've been heavily covering Planet X for the last decade. I first started diving deep into it back in 1992. And, you know, I've done hundreds and hundreds of shows on it. Gone on Coast to Coast AM, all the top shows in the world, and met a lot of other Planet X researchers in that time. A lot of the researchers who I've read their books when I was younger and stuff, I've met, and they're like, wow, you've really taken this to a level far beyond what I have. You know, they've told me stuff like this, and yeah, I'm here to tell you what's coming. It's going to get bad. And I don't think anyone really knows and understands how bad it's going to get. You know, and now they're going on Tucker Carlson, confirming everything that's in my book and that I've talked about for more than a decade now. And so we'll see. You know, they're saying on Tucker Carlson that a rogue planet's coming through the system and it's going to cause problems. So, you know, they've been listening to my show. I know Tucker, he's been a listener probably for at least 8-9 years. I know of, Sebastian Gorka, a listener, a lot of top people. Alex Jones used to listen to my show all the time. He would call me 3-4 times a day, talking about, you know, articles I broke on IntelliHub or whatever. But basically, all these people now coming to terms with what I was saying the whole time, that a massive planetary perturber is going to come through and cause and wreak havoc. So you guys can check out my film, Shackled to Silence. It has a lot of great other researchers in it too that have done a lot of their own independent research on Planet X. It just kind of talks about like what's going on, you know, what some of these other researchers have found, and you know, in their journeys and stuff. In my research, I was pretty much the guy that went in and found all the pandemic preparedness plans and tied it to all the Rex 84 stuff and realized that all the systems that have been put into place, and that's all in my book, 5 out of 5-star rating, the highest out of any Planet X book out there, 5 out of 5, actually higher than any Sean Hannity book or Mark Levin, 5 out of 5 stars. Yes. You can pick that up. That's in the description. Please support the show. Also, I do 16, 18, 20 hour days. A lot of times I sleep just 4 and 5 hours and then I'm back at it again to bring you all this groundbreaking bombshell information. Just remember, I'm the first one telling you, you will be starving in the US if you don't leave soon. It will get bad. If you're not out of there and evacuated, you are going to have problems. I'm going to play this guy talking about the port situation.
America, this is not a joke. All these videos and stories you've heard about the ports, this is real. This is Shanghai right now on the National Aquamarine site. Every single circle here in Shanghai is a vessel that's just sitting there. Now let's take a look at America. Here's Los Angeles, one of our busiest ports. Nobody's there. I even looked at Philadelphia and New York. Nothing. Then I thought about Washington State, huge ports. Nothing. Back to China. That's what I'm saying. This is not good. So these articles are not lying. Huge decline at LA port is a hit to truckers and a stark warning of coming tariff damage. I would say so. Once again, that's LA right now. Nothing. There's nothing there. Even Financial Times from Vision, a data provider, showed container bookings from China to the U.S. fell 45% by mid-April. I don't think they're coming, people. I mean, this shit is everywhere. Empty ports, empty shelves. I'm not trying to scare anyone, but if you see the amount of circles on this map right here in Shanghai, the world's busiest port, that means they might not be coming. I just want people to know this is real.
What we got here is we got all ships sent out to sea in a tsunami asteroid impact protocol continuity of government scenario. Ladies and gentlemen, we might be in big, dangerous waters and dangerous times, and there are no reinforcements coming. Guys, please support the show. I'm not supported by YouTube or any corporate interests. I need your support to even continue this show tomorrow. This is the end of the month, and I don't have the money for the bills. If I don't get any money in probably in the next couple of days, I got to just shut it down. And then I guess you can go listen to Timcast. He ain't going to tell you anything. So, all right, please support the show. Keep it going. And it doesn't take that much to keep it going. I'm not trying to make any money on it. I just don't want to do 20 hours a day and then have to pay for the show to top it off. That'd be kind of ridiculous. Please pitch in. If you're not pitching in, you know, I don't know, cancel Netflix or something, because this is going to be way more important. Pitch into the show, do something, do the right thing. Otherwise, this will all go away and there's no one else out here talking about it. So, guys, I'm going to be back on later with more information. It's getting crazy. Email me or contact me or DM me if your shelves are going bare, so you can pop on the show and give us an update. Shepherd and Bella Show, hit the bell, hit the ringer, hit the subscribe. Do it, because they'll also unsubscribe you. Make sure you're on that bell icon so you know when I go live. Share this out, everyone. Send in some money, guys. Gotta have it. See you later. Have a good day.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.